Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of No Country for Old Friends. That is courtesy of Jesse Jericho, who let us know on the Discord. My wife, Hannah, asked me to submit this short show title on her behalf based on the episode about how America is indeed no country for old trends. I'm Jack. That is Miles. These are some of the things that are trending today. We're going to get into the tunnels tomorrow. If you showed up here looking for the tunnels,
we got tunnel talk. Don't worry.
We got tunnel talk.
It's a new segment
coming your way on tomorrow's episode.
Of all kinds of tunnels. We break down the hottest tunnels on the internet right now. It's not just the one in Brooklyn, y'all. We've taken around the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I didn't dig it, but like, there's so many movies based around tunnels. Like,
Tunnels?
Tunnels.
Wait, is that a movie? I just said that.
That movie, Tunnels. Holes,
the tunnel,
Goonies, Batman, the last one, Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah. What was that one with Sylvester Stallone? Daylight. Wasn't that about people getting trapped in a tunnel?
Yeah, they were trapped in tunnel, bro.
That one's fucking scary. I don't like that one though. The idea of being fucking caught in a tunnel is actually nope.
We are tunnel people, though. We're tunnel fans. We'll get into it a little bit more. We'll dig into it a little more, folks. But
he's done it.
We're talking. The other thing that's taken Twitter specifically by storm. Josh Wine. Are you familiar with?
Fuck. I know. I always laugh when whenever I'm not a wine drinker, but Her Majesty is like, oh, get like a. Whatever, like $12 bottle or something, and I'm always like, I'm gonna get Josh because this shit called Josh.
Because it's called, yeah, exactly.
That's the only reason.
That's pretty straightforward, and that's why it's going viral. Like, I tried to Google it. I like when you Google it on the like news tab of Google, like the latest stories are like a Forbes article from Thanksgiving, like recommending it as a good cheap wine. Like that, nobody's really covering it. It has no reason to be popular other than it's a wine that is named Josh. People seem torn on whether it's good or bad wine. But one thing is unmistakable. It is called Josh. And that is funny.
I don't know why. I think it's because everything's always like, you know, it's either have like some, it's like in French or like some newfangled family cellars type thing. And this shit is just called Josh.
But it's hard to put your finger on like what it is, because if it was Joshua, fine. But that wouldn't stand out to me at all. Joshua wine.
Right.
I feel like there are certain names that belong just in a group of like, these can't be like Greg. I feel like if there's Greg wines, that probably wouldn't work very well, right?
No. Greg. I mean, I guess ironically, if it was like cousin Greg from Succession, yeah.
But
I think
like
I could
Gregory,
buy that.
Fine. But Greg,
Gregory's too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what about Blake?
Blake, I could see. Blake, easy, because Blake can be a rich person's last name. You know.
All right. Like then Bill.
Bill. Yeah. But I feel like you would have like an illustrated duck on the cover or something like that.
Yeah.
Brian, the editor, has come through with a suggestion, Daryl, which I think probably is not good, but it also reminds me of Beryl, which is.
Yeah. Or Daryl Hannah. Like I just see Daryl Hannah on it too.
Yeah. Daryl Hannah superstar. Wines.
Yeah.
That could work. Anyways, give us your best bad name for a wine.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that seems to be what the entire story is. I love it. I respect it. I think the origin story of it, Super Producer Justin was saying that, like, there's a ad where the guy's like, my dad's name was Josh.
I remember his hands.
Liked his hands. He worked with his hands. So we're calling this Josh Wines, which love a dad guy, you know?
Yeah. Founded as a tribute from son to father, Josh Sellers makes well-balanced and delicious wines sourced from California's best growing regions. Wow.
Yeah. Gotta love it. Anyways, speaking of, like, I feel like Josh Wines might be the McDonald's of wines. Is that the level? I'm not a wine drinker, obviously. Like,
I couldn't tell you the man. Yeah. I'm so far. Sorry, y'all. I'm not that fucking classy.
So like a mid-tier fancy restaurant, McDonald's, is bringing back a fan favorite after 4 years. The Double Big Mac is coming back.
Wait, what's the Double Big Mac?
You just double up the meats. So
there's four fucking patties in it?
My pitch was double up the meats, but double up the cheese too. You don't want to fuck up that ratio.
Yeah.
But
The real dependency ratio we should be talking about.
Thank you.
How many slices per patty?
Does seem like that'll fuck up the ratio. And this is maybe just for people who really like a meaty burger. But
yeah.
This article in CNN has this quote, which I think found interesting, grabbed my attention. Unlike the previous version. So I guess the previous version came out pre-COVID. Nobody's claiming that it necessarily caused the pandemic,
right?
But nobody's claiming it didn't. So
yeah, the implications
they're saying,
are very clear.
Unlike the previous version, this Double Big Mac highlights McDonald's overhaul of its core burger offerings, which includes softer buns, adjusting its grill settings for a better sear, and improving how the cheese melts. Big Macs in particular are getting more sauce. So they're basically pulling a Domino's. They're just like, all right, you got us. Our food sucks. Our food has been bad. You may have noticed.
It's just I'm just thinking of what their research was showing. They're like, man, people fucking hate that the patties look like shit.
Right.
The cheese barely fucking melts.
Right.
We gotta fucking do something. But I get the sear part because, yeah, like sometimes they look so fucking gray, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, but I'll eat it because I'm a trash dwelling organism.
I do have to assume that the sear on the burger has something to do with just like smoke flavor being added to the patties and not that they're like, we've decided to flame broil all of these.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think it's probably. It's because they're probably now coming up against the smash burger fad. That's
smosh.
You know what I mean? And that's all about getting like a good sear. You get the Maillard effect on there, you know, that really concentrates the flavors. Yeah, I said it. I fucking said Maillard effect.
I don't know what that
fuck
means.
Fuck with me.
What is it?
Jack, look
Teach
it up.
Teach me, Miles.
That's
I
like what
learn.
That's the flavor like that you get from like searing meat.
Yeah.
It's
a Maillard
reaction, I guess, technically. But yeah, like it's that it just brings up, it's a chemical reaction that just brings out just that little bit more flavor.
Got it. All right. Well, we'll see how this softer buns. Sure. I will take that. Sometimes the buns are a little bit crumbly, a little bit feel like the bread's been left out too long. Meltier cheese. I am probably here for it, but it does seem like something is happening chemically there. Like the cheese already was American cheese, which has always seemed suspiciously melty to me.
Right.
It's like, well, nothing should be this melty. This is a non-Newtonian substance, basically. It's like somewhere between liquid and solid.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And then I think they're going to add add onions to the burgers while grilling. So we'll see how it works.
They're really, they're trying to learn lessons from, you know, the real burger shacks that people like that serve real burgers and not, you know, like McDonald's. That's what I'm saying. McDonald's, don't try and do anything. Y'all are your own thing. It's a fucking weird McDonald's burger. And people
at the same time, when Domino's did it, we were all like, man, I can't believe they're admitting that, oh, actually, this is better. They actually really improved this. And they also still like offered the old version. They're like, for those who like the shittier bad kind. One, you can still
ask
get
for
that.
A shit Mac when you're at the drive-thru.
Just a reminder for everyone that Judge Judy is the worst, because Judge Judy came through, is making news thanks to her endorsement of Nikki Haley, who she claims can restore America and is the future of this great nation. And I think a lot of people are like, wait, what? But Judge Judy, we love her for some reason.
We love your politics. Remember your 2020 pick for president?
Mike Bloomberg, baby. She was a big Bloomberg stumper. She also claimed that she would fight Bernie Sanders supporters to the death.
Mm.
So
good for her.
The most perfect country in the world, and those people that are trying to change it or revolutionize it don't have a chance because I'll fight them to the death, was her response to the popularity of Bernie Sanders.
I like it. She's like, because I'll cape for this status quo till I fucking die. Yeah, you're like, okay, y'all, please. Please, Nikki, restore us.
But she's basically like been a monster. Like before she became a TV star, she was a wildly controversial judge who was documented in a 1993 LA Times profile, which made her a celebrity. And like that profile was just like, she's so mean to poor people. Like,
yeah.
She says the wildest shit to poor people.
It's just wild too, like how we were talking about shit in the 90s too. Like in that article, it said a young crack mother.
Yes.
Was like describing one of the people that was having a case being heard by Judge Judy. Like, yo, LA Times, what are we? Okay. Yeah. It's 88 in here. But we're moving on. And I mean, she's just saying wild shit, but like, can we stop her from populating half the planet? You're like, okay.
Oh, eugenics jokes. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Not a joke. She's like, I'm about it.
Yeah.
And I'll fight you to the death over it.
Yeah. I'm actually like pretty liberal, you know. I'm like a center liberal person. I think Clintonomics is great.
Yeah, and we should sterilize people who I don't look like.
Yeah. Calling expanded welfare programs that could actually help poor families a scam. She was like known for being like, legal experts were like, she's needlessly cruel and like sarcastic while being needlessly cruel.
Right.
So
I think that was just like the fun of that show though, too. Like, I just remember as a kid watching it, it just falls into that genre of called like screaming at people reality show. Like whether that's Gordon Ramsay or her, or like Tabitha's Salon Takeover. There was just a show where someone come in and be like, just berate people. And you're like, ha, 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 ha.
Bar rescue. Oh, I'm rescuing you. I'm rescuing you from dignity.
By calling you a moron. You're like, okay, John Taffer, please.
Damn, sir.
Yeah.
But I mean, also extremely wealthy. She amassed a fortune worth an estimated $480 million. Her show ended in 2021. But now she has a streaming show on Amazon's Freevee called Judy Justice.
Okay, I see what you did there.
And it also is based on a literal 100 millionaire, her routinely humiliating and attacking poor people.
Yeah. I mean, also, like, think about the practice of the show. Like, there was, like, a thing where it was, like, revealed that the producers were talking about, like, we need less black people on the show. And she's like, I don't care. Yeah, yeah, do you. I mean, I'm not going to say anything, but wink, wink, wink. Okay, I'm with that. I'm Judge Judy.
Yeah.
But we loved her so much. We loved her yelling at people. The Schadenfreude that show inspired was truly something else. But now she completely fucking dicked over her, like, former bailiff on the show.
Yeah. She was like, sorry, like, we can't pay you. So, yeah.
Which is wild that he had to call her. He found out again through the news that it was some other person. And he called her, like, wait, is this for real? And she's like, look, ain't no way we could pay you what you're
accustomed to. So I chose not to even call you. But yeah, I think there's something that people like, you know, America wants to believe it is a meritocracy. And so they can tune in to Judge Judy and she will scream at poor people and tell them they deserve to have had bad things happen to them, and America gets to continue feeling like they're a meritocracy instead of the truth, which is that where you end up economically is more determined in the U.S. By how wealthy your parents are than most wealthy countries. So, all right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back.
And Saltburn, folks. Saltburn, have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
I have not, but I just saw people, I think I've seen the trend without knowing what the fuck is going on with Saltburn, like on TikTok.
Yeah. So it's the latest movie from the director who made Promising Young Woman, Emerald Fennell. And it's like a tale of class. It takes place in the UK. I have not seen it. I've heard decidedly mixed things about it.
Okay.
But seems similar to Leave the World Behind in that it was in theaters, kind of came and went, and then once it hit streaming, it has become a massive meme generation machine.
Right.
The one thing I know about it, other than that it is by the director who made Promising Young Woman.
Then this is, I guess this could be just a spoiler alert in case you're going to see Saltburn.
Spoiler alert for the movie and also for your lunch. Don't want to spoil your This is gross. So one of the characters, Barry Keoghan, is that how you pronounce that guy?
I'm terrible Kogan. With Irish names.
All right. Yeah. Barry Keoghan.
There we go.
Well, great actor from Banshees of Inisherin.
He's also in the new season of Top Boy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
He drinks cummy bath water in...
He has a Grimace milkshake?
He has a Grimace
We call that a Grimace milkshake around here, folks. Cummy bath water. Okay.
And I don't think people are drinking cummy bath water, but they're doing the like reaction videos showing their faces as they watch the scene for the first time, making videos where they recorded older family members reacting to the scene, which in turn resulted in a sort of counter response with a wave of videos of people being like, that scene's not even shocking. Okay. I drink cum water all the time. Just bath jack off juice.
JOJ.
People are selling Jacob Elordi's bathwater scented candles on Etsy, which is a clear reference to the cum water.
Is that a scent you want to fill your home with? Like, if you're faithfully recreating that. I mean, again, whatever you want, but I'm just curious, was someone in a lab and being like, okay, we need this shit to smell like rotten cookie dough mixed with a ginkgo tree.
Right. And then it takes place in the early 2000s, and there's a bunch of 2000 songs that have received a surge in popularity, such as Murder on the Dance Floor, which actually charted thanks to the movie.
I love when shit like this brings old songs back. Like, I didn't realize Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree like hadn't charted when it came out, but then hit number one for the first time. And it's because of the Spotify playlist, I'm sure. But it's always interesting. Like, that's always got to be the thing. Like when you have like a music career that's kind of ended, and you're like hoping like your catalog just gets swept up with something.
Just give me that one hit, baby.
Take me back.
So I can make $45.
I need that Kate Bush effect.
Get a double Big Mac. But and then people are also like, I guess, recreating the end of the movie, in which a character dances around a giant mansion. So rich
that's
people
what I
are,
saw.
Oh, really? People
that's
dancing
the thing
around
I saw.
Their
I was like,
stupid palatial houses.
Dude, there were some of these fucking houses. I'm like, I don't know shit about what money is. Cause I was like, this is a museum, I think, and not someone's home. Like, how do you have 40-foot ceilings?
Right.
But I guess it's, look, when you have to unburden yourself from all that money, you just have to get you got to have a 40-foot scene.
It is so hard. Like, if I had to unburden myself of billions of dollars, I might buy Nazi propaganda too.
Exactly. I might buy Sacagawea's skull. Okay. That's just because I'm trying to unburden myself from all this money.
Nothing better than drinking your Skull and Bones frat mate's cummy bathwater out of Sacagawea's skull.
Say, speak for yourself. I'm sipping straight Josh out of this skull piece.
And then finally, Judge Arthur Engoron has said that he does not expect Donald Trump to speak during closing arguments in the $370 million New York civil fraud trial against Trump.
Because like there was the deadline came and went, and it's been crickets.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is the $370 million in damages case here, and also being like, and you will never do business in the state again.
We
shall see.
It's a big one for him. I understand.
That one is gonna. I mean, that shit'll hurt because we know this guy probably only has like $200.
Right.
You know, and he's just he's living on a prayer, y'all, and those NFTs of him being a macho man. So,
yeah,
it'll be interesting
to go
see.
Out and buy the Trump NFTs is what we're saying.
Help this guy, will you?
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, January 10th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other.
Yes.
Be kind to yourselves.
Yes.
Get the vaccine.
Yes.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
Hell no.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.